Hello.
Hi, Donald. Good afternoon. How are you?
Oh, again, great, great.
Good. Well, I'm sorry. I thought you are you calling this morning? Not sure. I don't know what's wrong with my phone, but I see that I have a missed call from you.
You who now?
Yeah,
You're Forrest.
oh yes.
You for
My name is Alex. I'm Forrest's assistant.
Yes, okay, yes, yeah, I was calling you, yeah. Because we had got a email from a law firm, Katie.
Oh, okay. What does it say? Does it say something or anything about
Yeah, but they've been chief legal assistant for this law. I forgot the name, I ain't got the email with me, the name of the law firm. To represent on the sale of the property of 602 Reeves Road.
Is that from Curtis and Gordon, possibly?
Curtis and Gordon. Yeah, some kind of, no, I don't know,
Yeah.
Gordon.
Would you be able to send that email over to me? So I can take a look. Because I've already started the title process on our end, so it might be the attorney's office trying to get in touch with you.
Right.
Yeah, but I just wanted to make sure that that is actually from us.
Curtis Gordon, yeah.
Curtis Gordon. Okay, awesome. Yes, that is actually our attorney, Curtis. And I mean, I think that might be just a notification that they've started the title process, and just everything is moving forward.
No, they didn't say that. They're not handling the title yet, but they're handling the sale part.
Yes, because they will be representing you as the seller.
Right.
Right. Are they asking for, a specific
They asked
type
for
of
information
document?
about the house. Right. Yeah, they're asking for all kind of information about the house. Again, I ain't at the email, but yeah, about the heat and how the house heated and this, that, and that. A couple other things I've seen up there. So I'm not in front of the email. But they are asking for information about the house, yes.
Okay. Are you able to provide those information over to them? Or, I mean, I can see what I could do. You forward the email over to me, and I'll see what I can do, and I'll try my best to answer those questions. And then maybe I could just reach out to them directly, to Curtis. Are you able to
Oh,
answer or to respond back to them though? Or
okay. Yeah,
you
well,
prefer
we had told them that we want to get that information to our daughter and let her do it, but from that information they asked for on the email, because we can't type on the email, because they said you can either fax, text, or email the information back to them.
Okay. Is there any other things that they're asking from you?
No, not really,
No?
no.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, I will reach out to Curtis, and let me see what type of information they need so I could just go ahead and coordinate with them directly.
Okay, hold on. I can tell you that right now.
That would
Let
be
me just
amazing.
put it. I'm trying to get ready to get up out this dirty big way,
Okay.
All right. Man, this thing was just buff instead of blue. How did you get it to a mic? This is a lawyer. You went down there on the
Are you
mic.
using your computer? Because maybe you could forward the email over to me, and I'm gonna see what I could do.
Okay, Stella, thank you again for the news.
Yeah, we stated before the email over to her. You going to do it? Okay, there you go.
So, just tell me if that will work best. I can provide my email address, or I can also text it to you.
Let me see. So we are not computer savvy people.
That's fine. So you have the email open right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's, you have to scroll down to the bottom of the email, and there will be like two options that will show up in their reply or forward. Do you see those options?
Not on the shield thing, I don't know.
Are you using your phone or your computer?
I'm using a tablet.
Oh, a tablet. So if you're using a tablet, you have to open the email. If you have the email open, at the most bottom part of the email, actually, let me open my tablet and see.
Yeah, see,
how
I got the
like,
email open, and it talks about Curtis Gordon Tucker, and reference legal email. Then we got the seller's information and the questions and all that, but the signature name and all that, but it don't. Hey, nothing at that bottom.
Okay. So there's like a reply option in there at the, is there a reply option for them, like an attachment or a pin thing, like an arrow at the bottom of your tablet?
Save copy. See it there. Save. Oh, man. I'm going to mess this thing up here, man. Let me see if you can not do it if he's down.
Can't hear you.
I'm trying to get him in the room. I'm trying to get this thing out of here. I hope I don't mess this thing up. I got all this mess.
Well, don't get it then.
I live in deep. I'm trying to get out of it, man.
Just leave it.
Can't leave it. It's open. I got to get out of it.
When did you receive that?
Yesterday.
Oh, yesterday? Okay. Well, if you'd want, I could just reach out to the person who sent that information. You know, if you cannot find the option to forward the email over to me, and I'll just ask whatever information that they need, and I'll try my best to answer it. If I don't know anything, then I can just give you a call back.
Okay.
But I still got to get this in. I don't know where I'm dying. All right, now I got it back. Get this back over here. Okay.
Okay, just leave it.
All right, now it's back over here. Oh, yeah, that would be perfect. Because like I said, I was going to just read you some of the stuff that they asked for. Just, it's about the property and all that. And so,
okay.
How it was heated and different things. Well, they introduced us to the lease's name, the account number, the telephone number. You have that information, or would you not?
I do have their phone number. Stephanie is
I'm
the
sorry.
Legal assistant.
Yeah, but this is the question that she's gonna ask. This is what
they're
asking.
Okay.
I guess they're talking about the lender. They asked who the lender, the account number, the telephone number, which I don't think we don't remember all that number. It's been so long. Check if there is no existing loan. You're currently in bankruptcy. It's not in bankruptcy. But the fees in the name of the association that had the house. Payments made per month, how much they are. Last pay date. Heat, oil, or gas. Do we have a septic tank? That's pretty much the question there.
Okay. So just the telephone number, existing loan, fees and association, payment made, last pay date, heat or gas, and then a septic tank.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have heat and gas for that property, if you know? Forrest visited a property, but that's heat and gas and the septic tank. I think that's what you have, right?
Yeah, all. Cursing or heat.
Okay. Well, let me do this. They're still in the process of moving forward of like getting the title work ready. We're still waiting on that. I haven't received anything from them, but I will just let them know to give you a call. I provided your number, but if you think it will be best for them to call you directly instead of, email, I can go ahead and advise that to the title company, to the attorney, so that they can give you a call directly.
Well, we told the attorney, I think somebody in Katie on the room, Katie, we were going to get our daughter, Dina, who's up there by the house, right, to go ahead on and call her, and then she could email Dina this letter, then Dina can answer all the questions because she's seen and know more about the property than we do right now.
Oh, okay. Let me see if I have Dina's email address in here. I think I have Dina's phone number. Forrest has it, right? But I don't think I have her phone number, her email address in here. If you can, like, give that to me just to be sure that I have it on file.
We got to get it from her ourselves. I know it's extended bundle. Extended buddy. I think it's extended buddy 25 at gmail.com. I think I got it. We're gonna call them verify though.
Uh huh. You said extended buddy at
25 at gmail.com.
As in extended E X T E N D E D.
No, EXEXEXEXVUVBY buddy.
All right, V. EX for X-ray, and then D.
V, buddy, B-U-B-B, ain't it?
Mm-hmm,
buddy. Yeah.
B-U-B-B-Y.
Yeah, B-U-B-B-Y.
Okay. The number 25 at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. I believe it is now.
Okay. I will text it to you. This is a number that I can text, right?
Yeah, you can text
me.
What?
I'll text you the email address just to be sure that I have it right, and then if you can just confirm if this is how it's spelled out. There you go. I just texted it to you.
I got to call him and make sure I had it go myself. I didn't have it.
Okay.
I haven't used it in a while, but I think that's how it goes.
Unless she changed.
Mm-hmm. Unless she changed, she got to know. We'll find out that, too.
Okay. So that's what I have right now, xbubby25@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I texted it to you. I just wanted to make sure that I have it spelled correctly before I sent it over to the attorneys. And all that.
No, don't send it to the attorney yet. No, we're going to call her. And then
all right.
Let her call the attorney.
Yeah.
Okay, that would be amazing. Or you could just let me know, and then I'll relay that information once the email is confirmed. So, you know,
okay.
They can communicate directly with Dina instead of you.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to do. And we'll let you know.
Okay, awesome. Just feel free to call me back anytime. I appreciate you. All right.
Appreciate
Thank you, Donald and Edna.
Right.
Have a good
one.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.